What is good, everybody? What it is, what it wasn't, what it's going to be, what it could be, what it should be, what it isn't. You know, the rule is back. Thank you, guys. I am your humble host, known as TZ Jones, Monteezy. Maybe, you know, I look like somebody, my twin brother, Raiden Vision, but that's a whole nother conversation for another time. I want to thank you guys for tuning in to TZ's Table, www.tzstable.com, in collaborations with Signs of Love TV. And we're here for a special episode here. If you guys are familiar with what I do, you know, I'm the motivational speaker, hip-hop artist, podcast host, many different things, many different pockets, you know what I mean? And when I originally thought, you know, came up with this idea of thinking about TZ's Table, I always wanted to be involved with something different, something unique, something more of the spiritual realm. And then when I met, you know, my brother, sister in arms, Miss Katana and Anthony King, we came together and we thought of this great concept, this great episode that we could do. If you guys have not been familiar with what they've been doing on Signs of Love TV, I'm going to give you guys a description right now. But before we get to that, I'm going to give you guys all the social media platforms. You guys can check everything out first before we get to the description. Once again, at TZ Jones, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, at MonteezyMTL. Make sure you guys go follow those pages, show love. And make sure you go, you know, holler at me for all the booking emails, MonteezyTV@gmail.com. For the wonderful show, Signs of Love TV, you guys can go to Instagram at Signs of Love TV, TikTok at Signs of Love TV. You guys can go on X at Signs of Love Game on X. Signs of Love Game on X. Let me make sure you guys do that. And make sure you guys get all the merch at signsofloveTV.store. So get all the merch. You know what I mean? Show love. When you see a special guest come on later, you'll see her with the hoodie on. Make sure you guys go get that merch. Show love. You guys get my merch at tzstable.com. And, you know, make sure you guys show love and, you know, follow what we do, because this is what we do. We're here by collaboration, bringing things to spirit and naturally coming together for natural art and collaboration. Now, I'm about to read the full description of the show of Signs of Love TV so you guys can get a full understanding of what's going on. I'm reading this verbatim, too, so you guys can really understand. I'm going to give you guys the great description of the show in association to see why is TZ's Table and Signs of Love TV coming together. So here we go. Let's get it. And I can read, y'all, so understand it. Signs of Love is a fresh new take on speed dating with a reality twist. In this unique dating experience, two love seekers, male or female, set out to find their match among 12 dynamic contestants, each representing a different sign of the zodiac. Zodiacs will go head-to-head in compatibility challenges, testing their chemistry, intuition, and teamwork under the watchful eye of love seekers, all while competing to avoid elimination. Which each round, contestants try to rely on their zodiac signs, traits, to try to rise to the top. The love seekers will try to get to know our zodiacs on a deeper level, but in a speed dating environment, facing fun, unexpected scenarios to see whose personalities and astrological signs truly align. At the end, only one zodiac from each love seeker's team will remain, capturing their affection and proving that sometimes love is really written in the stars. Whoo! Now let me tell you something. I've had my ups and downs with dating, but I'm gonna tell you something. That is the most innovative thing I've seen as far as a TV show, as far as a unit, as far as a conglomerate. Can you understand how you might be able to, you know, maybe see if you guys can match, maybe on a zodiac sign, but not only that, seeing if you're compatible, seeing if you're able to conversate, but in speed dating format. That's innovative, man. Now look, I got to tell you, I'm not here to, you know, the toot horns or anything, but that is some innovative stuff, and nobody's doing it. Nobody's doing that, you know, and I am truthfully proud and grateful for Miss Katana and Anthony King for what they have brought to the platform. But not only that, they brought some wonderful contestants on the show, and me doing my due diligence and watching this, everything going on, tagging the social media, you know, saving, commenting on the show, commenting on the YouTube, following what's been going on. I saw how, well, you know, from the first season recap, how the pilot started developing and seeing the shows and the edits, and the way that they have done this is absolutely amazing. So please make sure you guys follow and show love. But now that we're done with all the preservatives, I'm here with one of the wonderful guests of the show. She caught my eye because, you know, not only are we cancer is cancer's a spirit, cancer female, cancer male. I try my best not to be super emotional as a cancer man. I've done a lot of therapy.
It's not easy.
And trust me, I've done a lot of therapy not to be super emotional as a cancer male. You know, King can see me at my worst, so he understands. But, you know, I want to introduce one of the standout participants of the show. She has a wonderful personality, and watching you over time has been absolutely great. Watching your growth, watching how, you know, your personality has grown over each episode, watching how you start, even being one of the final, how you became, a standout personality in the show. And I know being on camera might not be, everybody's thing, but, when it's different when a camera comes on you. And, people certain say when you're watching something on entertainment, on television, YouTube, whatever, you start seeing people go out of their shell. And this contestant definitely not only came out of her shell, but is one of the best personalities I've seen on the show. Shout out to you. I want to give you your flowers.
Thank you.
I want to give you your love. And before we get into that, please introduce yourself, who you are, and how did you get on the wonderful show Signs of Love TV? Introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Ariel. And I don't, honestly, that's as good of an introduction as I could do right now, because I'm camera shy. But how did I get on the show? So I saw my dear friend Anthony. We go way back, over a decade back. That's crazy. And he was promoting it, and I was like, this sounds interesting. Okay, so I hit them up, and I was like, hey, so what's this show about? He was like, speaking of the show, you'd be great. I thought I was prepared to be on camera. I really did. I was like, yeah, sounds fun. And then when I got there, the first day, I was like, cameras are here. But, yeah, that's basically how I got on the show.
So
I hit him up, and right. He was like, you should go for it. And I was like, all right.
Okay.
Let's do it. I think it'll be good.
What was your experience recording? So how was the overall experience working with King, Miss Katana, and other contestants? How was the experience of the show?
Mr. King and Miss Katana are amazing. Let me start there. They made it a very comfortable experience. They made me feel comfortable. I, like I said, very camera shy. Very, very camera shy. So it was in the beginning, I was still like shaky, but they were like, you're doing great. You're good. You got this. The more we filmed, the more I felt, the more I ignored the cameras. Let me start there. It wasn't even like I got comfortable with the cameras. Like, okay,
that's how it is. At first.
We did it already. So I could do this again. But during filming, it was great. It was fun to watch the whole thing unravel. Like, going in completely blind, we don't know what's going to happen. We have no ideas how it's going to go. And then as the show is going on and they're explaining all the things and showing us, all right, this is how we're going to play this game. I'm like, ooh, this is fun. At some point, I kind of forgot. It was a competition. And I'm over here cheering everybody on like, yeah. And I'm like, wait, no, I need to win. I can't do that. I need to stop. But yeah, I'd do it again. I would.
You'll do it again?
I would do it again.
So when you became casted on the show and you started to realize, like, kind of on the fly what it was, because I think that's great. I think it's better that way because we can record, your natural reaction.
Right.
When you get your natural reaction recorded on camera and you're not, pivoted or pre-gamed to what's happening, your natural reaction always makes for better content.
I feel like if I was vetted into what was going to happen, like if they were like, hey, so this is what's going to happen next, it probably would have been less exciting for me. But the fact that it was all in real time, like we're learning about what we're going to do next in real time. All right, this is what we're going to do. Now we're doing it. It was like, ooh, yeah. And I'm kind of competitive. So I was like, I got this.
Oh, yeah. It gets competitive. And I see that during the, during the pilot of the episodes, it starts to,
it
gets very competitive. But that's the thing, like, especially when you're, a lot of times when you're trying to find, a partner, or even if you're not trying to find it, you're just kind of actively just, you might just go see what's happening, and it's other women in the dynamic, might be other men you see that you might be attracted to or like, or even if they just come off a appearance, you start to get to know them over time.
Right.
And then that's when the competition starts. settling in. But with it being speed dating, that even makes it more of a caveat, mm-hmm. because you really don't have a lot of time to really, unless y'all connect outside the show, but a lot of times, you know, when it's speed dating, you don't have a lot of time to really, you know, it's tough, and it can really put a lot of pressure, but that's a good thing.
Yeah.
And adding that, see if you're compatible on the Zodiac level.
Right.
That's a whole nother thing, you know. So
I was kind of nervous, like 12 right. women in a room together. It's a lot of estrogen, a lot of emotions in one room, but it actually wasn't so bad. Like, I will say, everyone that was casted, the Love Seekers, the Zodiacs, phenomenal. The host, amazing. Both of them. Everybody was so good. And I feel like it couldn't have been a better cast. It really couldn't have. Everyone was so easygoing and easy to get along with. And it was such a smooth experience. This is why I'd do it again. I really did enjoy it. Like, I can't stress how amazing it was. Even still, like, behind the scenes, there were little things, right? Like, as all productions, there's some stuff that, you know, we got to fix real fast. Even all that stuff went by so smoothly that it was barely noticeable while you were there.
Yeah, when you have that many personalities in one room, and
so many.
And you have that many, and then you have production, you have cameras on, and you have to shoot certain things mm-hmm. a certain way and certain shots. Sometimes it could be a lot for certain people, but when it came together and I saw the episode, I saw how each episode one, to two, to three, to four, to five, and everything built, you start to see, and you start to get an emotional investment. And it's like if you watch MTV or The Real World or a reality show, you start growing an attachment.
Right. You start thinking, like, I know these people.
To certain people.
These you start are my friends.
Growing an attachment, you know. And now, how do you feel now that everything's out? You know, how do you feel now that, you know, you're getting collabed on Instagram? Everybody's starting to see you. How did you feel now that the journey and everything, the content's out? How do you feel?
I've been hearing a whole lot of people telling me, like, Ariel, you really, like, you stole my attention the whole time. And I'm like, it's so weird to hear because I'm very much a, don't look at me, I'm hiding, in very Cancer fashion. Like, I'd much rather be in my little shell away from everything.
Oh, we're going to get into that.
And now, now that that's out and everybody has seen me on 5 episodes of a show, it's been a lot of attention that I'm not used to or I avoid. But it's all been good. Like, a lot of good feedback. Everyone telling me basic. I think my favorite thing that I've heard is, I've been myself the whole time, and I don't know how to be another person. Acting is not my strong suit. I only know how to be me. So hearing that my who I really am was portrayed on the show makes me feel good. Like, okay, great. That's all I wanted. I just wanted people to see me for who I am, which is very quirky, interesting individual. Now I'm gonna say that instead of all the other things I would say about myself.
All positive.
No, I mean, my favorite way to describe me is weird, but not a bad weird. Like, I'm a good weird.
Same here.
I'm a cool weird. I'm like the coolest weird person you'll meet. But it was cool to watch. Like, I was excited every time a new episode dropped because I didn't see any of it. I was there, but I didn't see the episodes when they were edited. So, like, I'm watching and I'm like, oh my God, I forgot that happened. Or, oh my God.
Absolutely. When I started,
I said that in real life.
Same thing. When I spoke to King about it, I was like, look, he showed me the pilot episode. And then I'm like, look, I'm going to watch these back when they're live. Mm-hmm. I'm actually going to watch it back because I don't want to see, you know, I want to go on an actual reaction to everybody right. else. And also, you spoke about, you know, people are not only recognizing you for being on the Signs of Love TV show, but, you know, people are growing organically to who you are. And that's the great thing about it is you're not putting on a front.
No.
Nowadays, when it comes to content, the more natural you are, the better it is. You know, the days of the celebrity is kind of weaned down. And now we want to get attached to people for who they are.
I'm going to look directly at all the cameras I see here just uh-huh. to say this. It's very annoying when you try to put on a persona for a camera. I don't want to see who you think you are. I want to see who you are. And when people go on TV or any type of show and they pretend to be something because they think that's what the people want, you can tell. And it's so uninteresting. It's kind of like discouraging. Like, I don't want to watch somebody pretend. If I want to watch somebody pretend, I'm going to watch a movie. That's what movies are for. Mm-hmm. Acting. Sitcoms and drama series are for. But, like, a show like this that's meant to show, A, they clearly state it's a social experiment. Social experiments are meant to see how things work socially in real in the real world.
Mm-hmm.
So if I go on the show and I'm pretending to be something I'm not, that's not, it's not giving real facts, or it's not proving anything because I was pretending the whole time, or I was trying to do something that I'm, it's not natural for me. So my whole thing was, okay, cool. So many people in my life have told me, like, you should be on TV. And I'm like, no. And then when I got the opportunity, I was like, all right, cool. Let's see how much me translates on TV. And I keep hearing a lot of good things, which is, again, it's so it's still very surreal for me. It's such, it's not like, oh, my God, she's famous. But it's like when people are like, you were great. I'm like, you watched it? On purpose, like you were looking at me the whole time.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was that kind of thing where I was like, all right, I gotta come out of my show and try something that I wouldn't normally do.
So what takeaways from Signs of Love TV, from being there, would you want the audience to have? If you spoke to any supporter or fan of the show, what takeaway would you want them to have on being there from your experience, if somebody asked you?
Show.
Yes.
What's the best way I can word this? Anytime somebody presents you with the opportunity to try something out of the norm or unique or different, especially when it comes to your dating life, try it. You never know what's going to happen. You never know what's going to come out of it. And it also helps, I will say, being on the show and going through the whole, all those challenges from day one to day three, day four, day five, the whole thing, the whole getting to the end made it easier for me to actually interact with people outside,
mm-hmm.
which I didn't think was gonna translate that way. But yeah, I go for it, do the thing. Do the thing that scares you. I did it. I'm still scared. Look at me. But I'm going to do it again someday, somehow, some way. I'll get there.
Absolutely. You'll get there. And as the show went on, if not you, who would you think was going to win the finale, if not yourself?
I truly thought Sha-Ray would have won. And if I had to pick another person, Tay. Y'all watched the show. Y'all seen me. I have nothing else to say about it.
Now, okay, so... We're gonna pivot like this, right? We're in Cancer unison as me a male and you a female, obviously. So has it been tough for you to find a direct connection with someone? Not only in relation to Zodiacs, but just in general, like with relationships, ups and downs. Has it been tough for you? Has it been tough to find that connection with someone?
So I have found myself in probably the most unique dating experiences possible or connections possible. I feel like it used to be tough.
Mm-hmm.
And then about 9 years ago, I met somebody, and me and that person are friends today. Great friends. But he helped me learn about myself, which I never thought would happen in a relationship. I thought that was something that you do on your own. But he's a Pisces. Let's start there.
My baby mama, Pisces. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. All of.
And this specific Pisces is probably one of the most reserved, introverted, non-expressive people you will ever meet in your life. However, his connection and my connection was very natural. And it turned into a beautiful thing, to where we were both just very much. I've never been more comfortable being myself around the person ever. I was always afraid to show people how different I was and how quirky I can be. And he made it very easy for me. And eventually we were never officially in a relationship, but it was
a situation.
Very relationship-y. But it wasn't on a weird tip. It was kind of like we were good with that. Like, we both understood who we were to each other, and we were okay with the way things were. And then over time, we kind of just realized, like, hey, this segued into like an amazing friendship. Like, the whole romance part of it out the window. After that, I would say, in that time, me learning so much about myself, it made me tougher when it comes to dating.
Absolutely.
Because now I'm so sure of myself and how people can accept me for all the beautifully weird things that I do and that I am, that finding someone in my space who is not accepting of that or receptive to it is like, no, I know it's a possible thing because it's happened already. So I refuse to settle for less. So I will say, like, in that aspect, it's like 50-50. It's still difficult, but it's easier because I know where I'm at and I know what I want and I know what I need and I know what I bring. Now, like, for real, for real. I feel like everybody at some point in their life says, like, I know what I bring to the table, but do you really?
Nah. Mm. I think that's not really understood until, one, you're around somebody for a period of time and you really understand. Like, I truly believe this, and a friend of mine who's been married for 30-something years, and he's a little older than me. He's been married from high school, and he's in his late 50s now. You know what I mean? 30-something years. But the thing that he said was, when you're with somebody, married to somebody, and he's a Cancer and she's a Pisces as well. Oh. So,
bless their hearts. It's
very intense, intense, kind of like what my situation was with child's mother, you know what I mean, child's mother. The thing that I learned about it is that when you're dating somebody for that long period of time, you're dating 4 to 5 different versions of that person. Who you knew at 19 is not who you're going to know at 25.
Nope.
Who you're not going to know at 35. And he's like, she's a totally different woman at 45. She's been 4 different women. You know what I mean? So that connection and naturally being able to bring them together, it's been tough because it's been waves. It's been valleys.
Right.
Like, I with my relationship, my first relationship, it was 11 years. So we met. I graduated out of high school at 17, so we started dating at 15. I was a sophomore, and we went all the way until my late 20s. So you can imagine
the changes
and the growth, and you're literally a kid, and you're thinking you married at 15, 16. You holding hands, you thinking this is it.
If I'm not mistaken, there was a question on the show that kind of pertained to that, where it was like, I don't remember exactly what the question was, but it was something about you, like, your partner changing. And my response was like, if you're not changing with your partner, then what are you doing? Like,
absolutely.
The whole point of a relationship is to grow and change with a person. If you're staying the same, if there's zero change and you just want it to be what it is, then you're not mature enough to be in a relationship. Knowing that changes are inevitable and a person changing is inevitable and not accepting that is you choosing to be whack, honestly.
But that's the thing, though. It's the thing that that you learn about this over time is communication and understanding that, you know, I might have today, I might have 80%. You might have 20. Mm-hmm. It might be reversed tomorrow. I might not be just life. Life will have you in a good mood one day. 3 hours later, you're just mad about something.
Right.
And you don't even know why sometimes. But it's just the way, that's just the way the universe works things. But when you're with somebody and you're trying to find that compatibility, sometimes you have to go through those peaks and valleys.
Peaks and valleys.
You know, and that's why, like, I want to give a shout out to, you know, to the creators of the show with, you know, Ms. Katana and King, because they give me an example that, yo, it can work. You just have to find it. You know, you have to find that universal.
My grandparents spirit. Have been married since 1962.
And they're still together.
They're still together.
I can imagine what they went through together.
I will say, my grandmother is a Scorpio. My grandfather is an Aries. Two hard-headed individuals.
Yes, yes.
With five daughters.
Yes.
I don't know how they did it. I mean, my mom don't really count. My grandfather says that's the son he never had. So five daughters and a potential son. But my grandmother's mean. My grandfather's not. He's very quiet. He's very chill. He don't bother nobody.
You think that's what keeps them together, them being opposites?
And my grandfather, they're both 84, 83. Oh my gosh. They both 83. My grandmother's in. Her birthday just passed. It was November 5th. They will fight. Well, my grandmother will fight with him. And my grandfather will just sit there and tell her to shut up. But then the moment one of them isn't around, they're like, where are they? They coming back? Where are they? Why are they not here? My grandmother recently was sick. And my grandfather was like on the phone with her FaceTime. He's like, hurry up. Get out so you can come home. I'm like, yeah, because it's up to her, right? The doctors don't have to release her. He's like, she can leave. That's not how that works. That's not how this goes. My grandfather goes to Puerto Rico with, like, his sister or one of my aunts. My grandmother's like, when is he coming back? He should just come home. Why is he over there? And I'm like, what? You fight with him when he's here, and you want him to be here when he's not. She goes, because he lives here. I'm like, don't do that. You know it's because you love him. They can't live without each other at this point. I mean, 60-something years married.
That's a
They've been married since they were 20.
20?
Since they were 20 years old.
Kids. Young adults.
Yep.
Just not even legally able to drink. And still holding strong today. That's admirable. You know, that's,
they were 20 years old.
That's admirable. And I can only destine for that.
Five daughters, 10 grandkids. And they're soon to have their first great-grandkid.
Wow.
They're honestly, they're the only reason why I have faith in, like, real relationships. I mean, it has not been easy for them. They've both been difficult to deal with. I would say my grandma's a little bit more difficult than my grandfather because she's not nice. But they worked it out. They figured out how to stick it out and stay together. And I feel like it's that whole thing we were just talking about, like growing and changing with somebody. They were babies, and now they are super old.
Now, this leads to my next question, and good thing you said this, because I have to ask this. Everybody's watching. Okay? Everybody's watching. Just thousands of subscribers and stuff. Oh. Don't worry about it. Followers, TikTok, YouTube, everything like that, okay?
Great.
So you don't have to. I'm asking you this. When it comes to you, being a Cancer female, attractive woman, as you are, what are you looking for in a person?
You know what's crazy? And this is going to sound like a whole bunch of lies, but I don't necessarily have a preference in anything.
Talk about it.
I am very much a whatever piques my interest, piques my interest. Like, if I connect with you on any kind of level where I feel like, oh, this could be a thing, I'm going to see where it rides out. I don't go for looks. I don't go for specific personality traits. I mean, there are some things that I just will not tolerate. Like
what?
Intelligence. If we are not on the same intelligence level, it's not going to work. Because you're going to think I'm condescending and I'm just trying to help you the whole time. And that I've learned is a losing battle. If you're trying to develop something with somebody who is not on the same mental wavelength when it comes to how much knowledge you have in things, it's difficult because now you're a know-it-all, when in reality it's like, I want to share what I know with you so that way we can move forward. But if somebody isn't on that level, that just seems to them like you think they're dumb. That's probably the only real thing that I'll say is like a necessity. Like, you have to be able to comprehend certain things. Like, the fact that change is inevitable and needs to happen, or that I'm not always super sweet and nice and giggly. Sometimes I'm like, please don't talk to me. I need 24 hours alone.
Well, that's cancer.
I need to recharge without hearing your voice for 5 days, please.
Oh, yeah. Now, as a cancer male, I'm like that. I'll be around you for a whole day, and then I need another day to totally recharge.
Week. Thank you.
Yeah, to totally recharge. I think that's just the cancer in us, because I'm the same way. Like, we're emotional creatures, so we can love bomb and be on you hard.
But I love you.
I love you. And get then away. When it's when we need space, we need space.
High five from a distance.
Yeah, we need absolute space. So I totally get that and understand it now. And not only comparison to the to your zodiac sign, but to your love language. Are you more in acts of service, physical touch? What are you into with your love language?
Ooh.
Got him.
Ooh. I'm very, very affectionate. I love, I will rub your back, hold your hand, go like this. I have this thing where like, I'll just randomly like, just put my finger in somebody's nose and they're like, why? And I'm like, I like you. And they're like, oh, okay, cool. I'm like, if you don't like that, you door. But yeah, that and also acts of service, I will say. One thing I do love to do for people that I care about is cook. I feel like if you could cook for somebody, that's
a different type of love language. Look, man, if you could throw that in that kitchen, man, that's a different type of love language, man. I'm telling you, I didn't think about that much when I was younger because I didn't really think about it. But as I got older, I'm like, that is very important.
Who wants to be with somebody who's like, you want Chinese today?
But listen, I'm big on both sides doing that.
1,000%.
I'm big on both sides doing that. Like, look, we both got to be able to throw down because I know I cook a mean breakfast and I cook some dinner. I cook a mean. What? You know what I mean? So, you know, but also too, as I got older, I'm like, I gotta know how to throw down because I can't have a shorty come to the crib and then me not be able to. So, we're gonna get Uber Eats? Nah, I'm gonna get in the kitchen.
We gonna chef it up.
I'm gonna get the salmon. I'm gonna get the vegetables. I'm gonna saute it up.
Salmon, you speaking my language.
I know how to. See what I'm saying? So
it's the ocean thing.
It's the ocean thing. It's the water thing. It's the water side thing. You know what I mean? So that is where I'm on too, on that level. 1,000%. Not only being on that level, but also understanding. But I believe that not only in comparisons of finding someone who might be within in your sign of compatibility, but that love language thing is very important because you got to have those tough conversations. That's why when it comes to dating, I always tell people, look, tell me the worst about you now.
Thank you.
Don't put on the, because the mask is going to come off in 4 months.
Yeah.
And then we're just like, you know, that trial period happens in a relationship where you just love each other for the first 6 months to a year and everything's great, that love bombing period. And then once you're with each other 3 years, 4 years, you now start seeing the, so like, look, I will tell you this honestly. What are some things that annoy you? I'll ask a woman,
things that annoy me.
Yeah.
Avoiding tough conversations annoys me. That has to be my number one pet peeve when it comes to dating. If you can't talk about something that is uncomfortable, how can you get through a relationship?
There's no growth without it.
There's zero growth.
There's no growth
without it. We cannot get past this one little thing because you don't want to talk about it. How do you expect there to be bigger things or better things in the future if you can't even talk about this one little thing? I tell people all the time, and it sounds wild, but I am probably the most understanding person I have ever met. Personally, myself. Now, I don't care. Like, it's going to sound crazy, but like, let's just say I am in a relationship with somebody and I'm like, listen, keep it a buck with me. Are you cheating on me? Tell me the truth, because at least we can do something about that. We could talk about it. I could try to understand why you felt like you needed to do that, like all those things. But if you lie about it, we go nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
This is just going to be a repeated circle of me asking the same questions because I know you're lying.
Or
you could feel it.
Or to add a caveat to that.
Or I'm out.
Introduce the situation and be like, look, I'm just going to put a scenario here. This is an extreme subject, but I've kind of been in this situation. And this is me acting in relation to that situation. Listen, I feel like we're not having enough alone time together. Alone time. Physical touch. Let's just say that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if hopefully this gets better, if not, then I might, you know, have other interests. But I'm telling this to you ahead of time to see if we can work it out.
Right.
If I bring that up constant times, I communicated it. And then if I move
whatever happens after that
forward, and then you didn't do that, I feel like my needs aren't being met. Exactly. But that still doesn't give the right to lie if I ask you.
No.
You know what I mean? So there's a double-edged sword there. Right. I communicated how I felt multiple occasions. You either maybe dusted it off or didn't take heed to it. Maybe you're going through something in life. But that also brings the conversation to yourself saying, look, honey, it's been a rough couple months. I've been going through something. So if the open lines of communication are there, you can meet in the middle about it.
Right. I feel like a large part of communication that people don't talk enough about is the other person understanding your communication.
All of it's understanding. That's it.
I could tell you till I'm blue in the face how I feel, what I'm thinking, how things are going. But if you're not getting what I'm saying, if it's not processing to you, if I'm not saying it in a way that you can comprehend, we go nowhere. Because it's just words. Like, it's going right over you. Now, if I'm explaining it to you and you're actually grasping the information, I feel like most people too, in situations like that, especially in relationships, I've noticed a lot is they will hold on to things thinking that not pointing out the things that your partner does can be hurtful or bothersome to you is the right way to do it. And then when your partner points out something that is hurtful or bothersome to them, that's their opportunity to go, well, you did this. And it's like, no, it's not a tit for tat thing. Me expressing how I feel about something or me trying to talk to you about something that I feel like could go differently isn't your opportunity to point out something that I did wrong. It's your opportunity to listen and we can move forward from that. And if there's something that I did wrong to you, I would prefer you say it when you feel mm-hmm. it, not wait till I feel something to then, well, look, we on the same page. That goes nowhere. Cause now it's like,
now
it's who's hurt more or who's mad more or who's bothered more.
Right. And that's the thing. See, this is why I brought up earlier saying, let's get the hardest part out, the things we might not like first, right. Because a lot of times, you know, we'll base with each other off attraction. Somebody looks good to you. They dress good. They look nice. They're your type of person you want to be with. The lack of conversations and important conversations, if you really like somebody, is what leads to problems later. Like, and I'm not saying you got to have those conversations like extremely immediately as you get to know each other. But if you're getting to that point where it's 6 months in, maybe a little earlier. Okay. Do you save money?
I do.
Do you like you know what I mean? Like, these are conversations you gotta have with people, especially if you see interest in them. Like, do you take your health serious? Do you know, are you the type of person where if we argue, you need an hour before we have this conversation? Or do you like to just have it immediately and get it over with? These are little things that cause problems later that many people don't bring up. I'm the right. kind of person when I was younger. And this is my mistakes in the relationships when it came to women I was with. I would just try to get to the problem early because I'm a problem solver. So I just want to get to it.
Same. It's a cancer thing.
Now I'm like, I've kind of reversed. I'm like, look, let me get an hour when I calm my thoughts down and I'm able to think clearly so I'm understanding
right.
what you're saying and I'm not just reacting off emotion because we're just two bullheaded horns going at it because we both want to say how we feel, but nobody's listening. So give me an hour. Let's have this conversation. Either you call me if we're together, you go in the other room, you breathe a little bit, then I come in there and talk to you. And when we're both logically there.
And also to add on to that, I feel like people use the I need time to speak about this to kind of just maybe they'll forget we were going to talk about it. And
that can happen too.
Away and
that's
it's like,
a good. That's a good thing too. That's a good point. That's a good point.
We gotta talk about this.
Yeah, this has to be because I'm a firm believer. I'm not going to bed mad. I'm not going to bed mad.
Hello.
I'm not going to bed angry
either.
God has blessed us. We don't know if we're going to be here tomorrow. So we're going to talk about this. And you know, when we go to bed tonight, and you're laying your head next to my pillow, there's no evil spirit I'm sleeping next to because right. you're still mad. You know, everything's cleansed. We worked it out, we sorted it out, and it's over. And if it's something we have to bring back up later,
we know how to address it
and handle it, you know?
Yep.
So right now for yourself, like, what has the dating pool been for you? You talking to somebody or are you kind of talking
there's a person.
Okay.
Who is testing all of my patience. I will say he is great though. And he has shown lots of efforts to making changes for himself. And that was my whole big thing with him. I told him, like, listen, we're both very different. We cannot be more different people. I cannot stress how different we are.
Sometimes the opposites do attract.
Oh, my goodness. I've never, like, this is the first time I find myself getting angry at a person. And I'm like, whoa, this is weird. I don't like it. I don't like feeling angry. But I realized that I feel angry because there's things about him that remind me of the ways I used to handle things because of how I viewed how people viewed me.
Right.
You know, the way he handles certain situations reminds me of how I felt when I felt like people weren't listening to me or I wasn't being heard or people were kind of just disregarding because I'm a strong person and I can handle things. So they kind of just like, she'd be fine. And I would kind of show it. I was a bit more aggressive in my explanation to how I felt about things.
And that's how cancers are.
He tends to do that. He's a Leo.
That was my granddad. Listen, my granddad was very strong-willed, Leo men are very stubborn, very strong-willed guys. When they have their mind made up, it's very hard. You have to break the shell with them, but once you break the shell, you got them. But it's lot of ping, ping, ping.
This man.
It's a lot of work.
I have a Louisville Slugger that belonged to my dad, and my mom was like, "I need it back," and I said, "No, you don't. Y'all divorced. I'm keeping the bat." So I have that in my house. And the other day, he came over, and I was like, "You see that bat? I want to hit you with it so bad, but I'm not gonna do that because that's not good. This is bad. We're not supposed to feel like this. Let's talk about it." But he's one of those people who's avoidant. He does not like to talk about things. He's like, "Why do we have to talk about everything?" And I'm like, "Because then things don't get solved. You just can't just let things linger because then it's there. And then it happens again and it's even there heavier. And then it happens again. And now there's this giant cloud of, wow, repetitive nonsense that we could have avoided if we had a conversation."
Well, I'm not defending. I'm not because I've honestly did a lot of work and realized that you're not really going to get a lot of places in relationships like that.
Nope.
But the consensus with a lot of us men, no matter what zodiac sign we are, is just that we feel like if we kind of express ourselves, that is going to be used against us later.
Yes, that he has. Oh, when he said that, I was like, okay, I need you to not use your experience with other people and use the experience you're having with me.
100%.
And what have I done to show you that I would do that to you?
Right.
What are my behaviors that make you feel like I would use the things you share with me against you? He's like, "You don't do that." I'm like, "Okay, so remind yourself of that every time you feel like you need to not share something or avoid sharing something because of me throwing it back at you. If I've done nothing to show you that I would do that to you," and I'm not saying, "Oh, yeah, that she wouldn't do that," and just you're going to open up. No, I mean, vulnerability is not easy. It doesn't come naturally for a lot of people. Me, I will tell everybody all the things about my life. Like, "Yeah, one time when I was 10, go through a whole... Have you ever seen The Goonies?
A long time ago. Don't remember it, honestly.
There's a scene where Chunk is held captive by these criminals. And they're like, "Say everything." He's like, "Everything?" He's like, "Yeah, everything." And this kid goes from the day he was like 5 up until like a week ago, telling them all the things they didn't ask for. Just all the things he's ever done. That's me. I'm Chunk. He is the opposite. He is like, you tell him, "Say everything." He'd be like, "No." Oh, great. I don't know how I ended up in this situation, honestly. But I like the challenge. It's been great.
And well, you get to learn. You get to learn.
No, I'm learning so much.
You get to learn. And you have to. You have to date. You have to date around to find what you're like. The woman that I was with was a Gemini. She's the total opposite of me. All love, no, and all peace.
It's crazy how, like, it's the sign right next to us.
Yeah. And
what were we thinking?
And I ended up, she's the total opposite. She wasn't very expressive. I'm more expressive, you know? And it was just the opposites. It just didn't click because we were just two different people, you know? But I truly wish the best for your situation. I'm just speaking for me.
Listen,
but
I do too. He's a great guy. I will say that. He shows the desire to want to be better. And I tell him, whatever changes you make will benefit you more than they benefit me.
Yeah.
Now, going back to us being cancers, I got something for you.
Is the Sunshine Anderson heard it all before?
No. It's a gift.
Oh. For me?
For you.
What an act of service on y'all, man. What a... Oh, wow. Oh, man, this is cold.
Big cancer energy.
Oh, man. I'm wearing this on all my videos. My twin brother, Raiden, is going to wear this on all his videos. Yo, this is cold. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. I got to show this to the camera like a ornament, like a little kid, man. Look at that. Woo! Look at that. That's cold, man. I got to,
We can't talk about signs of love without giving you your sign.
Look at that, man. Thank you guys so much for the love. Thank you. Thank you. I love you guys. Thank you so much. This is amazing. This is, I'm wearing it in all my videos and everything.
I love how it's ruby red, ideas. Too.
Yeah, I just love throwing that I out love there. This is absolutely amazing. Wow. Thank you guys so much. I am blessed and grateful for that. That is, wow.
Sick.
Thank you. I'm speechless, man. I don't get speechless.
If you don't like it, no, I'm kidding.
Hey, what's this? No, I didn't grab the money at the casino. At the casino table.
If you don't want it, no.
So, what I want to do now is I want to introduce a special guest on Signs of Love TV and Teezy's Table collaboration platform. She is one of the creators of the show. She is a visionary, talented artist. I hope I get her on more music someday, but that's a whole nother story. She's going to kill me for saying this, but she is my big sister. I can't tell you how many times we've been on the phone and we talk and we just clown and talking. And you know,
she's a great conversationalist.
She's a great conversationalist. Oh yeah. She keeps me in check. So, you know, I've always been the oldest. So, you know, I never had the big sister. I was always the oldest brother. So it's good to have a big sister to keep me in check because all those I needed sometimes. I would love to introduce not only a co-creator of the show, a visionary, my big sister who I love to life with all my heart, Miss Katana Blade. Come to the platform. Come have a seat.
You can scooch over.
I can scooch over.
We can touch legs.
Give me a Well, look who's sitting across.
Miss Lady.
For me. Her.
Hello, sir.
Her younger brother and my big sister. You know,
I'm thankful. Oracle. Can I say that?
The original. You are still Oracle. The Oracle. You are the Oracle. Like, let's not get it twisted. I am grateful for this opportunity and for us collaborating on this wonderful, wonderful endeavor that you guys have, you know, and I want to give you your flowers, give your wonderful husband his flowers because you guys are doing something that is not done. Look, I'm gonna look in the camera. Everybody, this camera, everybody, listen. Being an innovator is not easy. Nope. Everybody's doing the same thing around the sun 15 million times. Nobody is doing anything original a lot of times, but this right here is original. This right here is a stamp of something that is through vision, through the spirit. This seriously came from God because I've seen a lot. And when you're in this entertainment business, you've seen everything a lot of times. When they told me about this episode and not only these episodes, but the concept of what you guys are doing. And from the first pilot episodes you guys did, from the first five episodes to now, to the infancy of when you guys did it. I want to give you your roses straight to your guys' face because this is innovative. I could tell you guys sat down, you thought about it, you crafted it. When I first started, I saw the social media, how you guys were shooting it. All the angles and the cuts and how much time this gets put in. I could tell the passion you guys put into it. So tell me from your experience now being the co-creator of this, the concept behind this and how all this came together from your perspective.
Yeah, let's say
the creator. I'm the creator.
Absolutely.
But,
because I don't want to say it like
that. You do have counterparts though.
Yes. I could not do this without King. I couldn't. Period. Period, point blank. I can't because this is such a huge undertaking that at first I was like, oh, I got an idea. This is going to work. Now, of course, he could have been like, what are you talking
Absolutely
about?
Not.
What is this? This is not going to work. But when I sat there and I said, just give me some time. I'm going to flesh this out. But it started from a joke. So I would say to anyone, you get a thought and you think about it and you say, you know what? This may work. Start from this may work to this will work.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Words of affirmation. You got to be.
I said, this could work. You know what? Because it started from just a dating show as a joke to compatibility to, well, you know, and then we make jokes about Zodiacs that everyone makes a joke of. Yeah, that's why, because he's an Aries. Oh, he's a Sagittarius. I'm not doing that. We all make these jokes. And it actually surprised me that I said, there's no dating show that really emphasized it as like how we're doing a social experiment, not just throwing it in there for one round or maybe they, you know, had a little segment on it, really making that the focus of the show. And then incorporating all these different elements, because we have speed dating, we have the Zodiacs, we have reality TV, game show. There's, and it's like, oh, as time is going on, I'm like, I'm really creating something brand new.
Right.
Which I, the first thing I thought of, I saw the hill that we're going to have to climb. Why? Because there's so many lanes that you can be in. It seems like, and then to create your own lane is a whole new undertaking, like you just said. Mm-hmm. So just seeing, is anyone even going to accept it? Is anyone going to be able to see the vision of where I'm trying to take this? So once again, why Mr. Anthony King was so important, because you have to have a partner in this. You know, I feel like we all try to do things by ourselves in some, I don't want to say it like that, because there are some like podcasts that can do it themselves. And so I don't want to say like you can't. But when you're coming up with an idea that involves an ensemble cast, it's like everybody has to be on point. Everybody, you know, just getting everyone together. Anthony took a lot of the reins on that, getting the casting. So it went from just being a supportive partner to, okay, you want to be executive producer? Hey, mm-hmm. You want to do casting, you know? And it's like, it just started building and building and building and saying, we're actually creating a TV show. This is not just a little web thing, or, oh, we're doing a little cute little thing, because that's what everyone likes to say to creatives. Oh, how's that cute project you were doing? How's that little project you were doing?
Right.
No, this is not a little project.
Wasn't nothing went, little about this project.
Oh, we went all in on this project.
Little about this project.
So this, even just personally, this is, everything I've done in my career is in the show in some way, shape, or form. So I would like to also say my last gem. Please don't think that your life ends at 20, 25.
Talk
please.
About it. Talk about
please.
It.
Please. I could not have done the show at 20. I could not have done the show at 25.
Talk about it.
Because I was still interning. My internships came into this. My previous job experience, doing press. Doing, you know, starting directing, as you know, directing music videos. Now I'm editing my degree. I had to go to school. Like, everything, our journey is our journey. So we always look, especially with social media now, please stop looking at social media to see what your journey is going to be, because it's not. You know, we
it'll
all
drive,
look
it'll
at
drive
the,
you crazy.
Speaking
but we're not
going to
have a
crazy.
Yeah,
this
yes,
one was just, going through some things and still pulled it all together.
That too.
Pulled it all
life
together.
Is life
and we were all like, how in the. Couldn't be me. I would have been crying in a corner. Show's over. I don't want to do it anymore.
And that's
it is
another
the most
thing.
Inspiring and admirable thing.
Thank you.
You're amazing.
Oh,
she is. She
so
is.
Amazing.
And the thing,
and you've been amazing.
Thank
that's
you.
Why
absolutely.
We have you here. You're really truly one of the breakout stars of the show.
So
as far
weird
as I'm
to
concerned,
hear
with your personality really coming through. And you know, that was part of this as well. I wanted everyone to look good. I said that to everyone in the very beginning. I said,
I
thank you for
great.
Trusting me. I'm not gonna let you look crazy out here in these streets, pretty much. You know, I like I said, there's lanes for that already. I'm not trying to go in that lane. We don't need to go in that lane. There's 10 different dating shows that go in that lane.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We don't need to do that. And there's nothing against that, because we all have our guilty pleasures. I used to watch Maury all the time.
I
you are
baddies.
Not the father. I look, I like my trash TV too. No, we have our guilty pleasures, but everybody is following everybody else. And I'm really into originality. even in music, everything, originality, all our music, original, everything, original as we can make it.
Man, shout out, I got to say this. I just have to say this caveat because I tell my brother this all the time, and I believe I told you this before. Shout out to two creatives that can make it work. Look, because as creatives, both you guys have these ideas, these visions from, you know, the man above, and it's just you get in sync with these ideas, and
it
you
got
want,
rough.
And you want your and you want your partner to support you.
Like we got to argue the creative differences, everything. It's gonna happen. It's trying to be, in essence, in business together and personal and really realize, okay, person's over here, business is over here, and just, you know, things that, hiccups that will come
out, the frustration. Shout out.
And, you know, we're both going through losses in the family. Like, it just, 2025 was rough. Mm-hmm.
Now,
but here's to 2026.
Question. Yes. I have two questions. Yes, before sir. We wrap it, I have two questions. Mm-hmm. Do you find yourself being able to give your contestants advice because you're in a different situation than they are? So do you find them, do they come to you for advice or do they, or they really don't, the contestants don't? Because you're in a committed, loving relationship and they're in a situation where they're trying to find their compatibility, their partner.
That's what we're trying to do here. Right. You know, just see, that's part of the experiment to see, you know, is it compatibility? Is it just what we see physically? Is it a combination of both? You know, that's what the social experiment was part of, you know, I'm saying it backwards, but that's what the show is based on. When it comes to them speaking to us, they speak to us here and there about things that's going on. I hope that we've been a good example.
1,000%. 1,000,000%.
To show that it can work, mm-hmm. but we're all human and everything's not perfect.
Right.
And I'm nowhere near perfect. And I think King would say the same thing. It's just learning communication, knowing that you're two separate human beings that are trying to come together for a common goal. And I feel like as long as you keep remembering that and just keep remembering it's a partnership, that I feel like you can go further in your relationship. On top of that,
I feel like as a contestant, I could speak for all the ladies. I could correct me if I'm wrong, too. Y'all definitely a duo to look up to. It's not, oh, they're cute. It's, damn, they making things happen. Like, and on top of that, dealing with personal life stuff, still making things happen. Like, that's, you can't ask for more in a relationship.
Absolutely. Thank you.
That's why we got to start a podcast.
Ooh.
I got to have my own podcast. Maybe.
I talk a lot.
Maybe. You have a lot of great experience and knowledge that you can give to people from many facets. I'm not just saying that because you're my big sister, but just knowing you and knowing what you both have to offer, what you yourself have to offer.
Oh, wait. I got one more thing.
Sure.
Don't forget, before we run out of time, that's it. I do want to give a special shout out to my area because, you know, one thing I said was I'm going to really cherish, I call them the OG 12,
mm-hmm.
because they crawl so everyone else can run.
Absolutely.
Walk and run.
Part of the
because
pioneers,
they
yep.
are the blueprint for our show. I wish everyone success going forward, and I hope this helps everyone in whatever they're trying to do. I do want to publicly say that. But without them, we couldn't have done this. And I've said this 1,000 times to them, but I'm going to say it again. Thank you for trusting me, for trusting us with your image, even your image, your voice, your likeness, everything, that we weren't going to do anything crazy. Like I said before, I promised everyone that I would try to show everyone in the best light. Now, what you say is what you say now, but I'm not going to deliberately try to make you look a certain way for sensationalism right. or to, you know, to make someone look bad because it's going to get clicks and views. That's the one thing I didn't want to do because that defeats the social experiment part. And that's where I hope everyone understands that these were, quote unquote, regular people. This is not like actors and actresses coming together and trying to do something. These are all regular people, just like all of us, you know, just trying to find their way in love and journey. But when coming back to Ariel, I don't know if you know, but you are officially the first Zodiac that applied and said, yes, I'm going to do it. And so for that reason, Missy.
Shut up. Shut up.
And she's been saying, I want a chain. I want a chain.
I've been crying about this damn chain since day one.
Now listen, is it my turn to do this?
Yes, I was going
to say. I think you want a pink one. I'm putting it on right now.
So,
how you put this thing on?
So we thank you. Okay. It's the same one like the show. We thank you so much.
Yeah, on the show, I almost broke it, too.
Oh, gosh.
I was like, somebody
break
do it before I break it.
Thank you.
My big old hair.
Sorry.
I'm not going to cry. I swear I'm not going to cry. I'll cry when I get home.
That's what I'm talking about.
So
thank you for
believing. Like I said, to everyone that was part of it, like I said, cast and crew, everyone. But like I said, it starts with the first one. And like I said, you are the first Zodiac.
I'm not gonna cry. Nope. Y'all not gonna get the cancer out of me today.
Yeah. So I said that from the very beginning. I said, whoever the first Zodiac was, I said, we gotta give them a chain because they really believed in us and that gave us the inspiration to keep going.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, there are some Zodiacs that dropped out for their own personal reasons, and I'm not getting on, you know, getting on them for that. It was just are we going to get 12 people? That's the one, I think, like a super last thing I want to say.
I remember that.
Getting 12 people of different Zodiacs is very difficult.
Absolutely.
Especially in the beginning when people don't know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how many people in production actually take the time to give you, like, in real time updates about stuff. Like, guys, don't worry. It's going to happen. We got this. We're working on this. We're working on. I'm like, damn, y'all really care about us. Like, you don't have to tell us none of this. You could just be like, we'll call you when it's ready.
Right.
But no, they're giving us all the insight we need to feel comfortable that things are going to go the way they're supposed to go. And I was like, damn, I like this.
I told them it was a safe space. I said safe space, especially for the females. Safe space, safe space. We're not going to do anything crazy.
Yes,
you know, and we're going to keep it classy.
Move the mic, look at my chain, guys.
And final, so for everybody, yes. So to hear from your voice yourself, mm-hmm. where everybody, I said it earlier, but I want to hear from you.
I was going to say, which voice? I was
where, you know, if people want to be on the show,
this is my favorite part.
To, you know, submit their love to be on the show.
Yes, we are.
How can they contact you?
Right now for season two.
Okay.
Like I said, come as you are. datingshowcastingcall.com.
Okay. And your social media is where they can contact you guys personally if they want to.
Everything is at Signs of Love TV.
Okay.
Like I said, it's not just the show. We're going to be branching off into other shows as well. So look out for that as well. And you may see Ariel again.
Maybe.
So that's nothing. So let the contestants know if you do apply that this is a journey with us. It's not you're just going to be here one day and go on tomorrow.
You're going to love it here. I swear you will.
Absolutely.
You won't want to leave.
Thank you guys for all the support. Thank you
come
guys.
Come check us out. Subscribe.
For all the love.
Comment. Say that TZ brought you.
Signs of Love TV, T's Table Collaboration. Hopefully the next season.
The whole
recap.
Season's out right now. You can binge watch it.
So
enjoy it.
Last thing I want to say is I want to be able to, let's do this like a season recap. Every season we do a podcast recap and like, did you bring another contestant up after season two?
Sure.
I come back up here. And we do it again. You know what I mean? Each season we bring
be here.
A Teezy's Table, Signs of Love TV collaboration.
I will say one thing, just in case anyone asks. It's not, if you do see the show, I Love Seekers for season one, we're male, but it's not staying that way. So we will have it where it will get switched up as well. So if you are a female that wants to be a love seeker, please apply.
Absolutely. Teezy'sTable.com, at Teezy Jones. Yay. For everything you guys need. Thank you guys for
thank
all the
you.
Love.
Thank you for
thank
having
you for the
us.
Collaboration.
Thank
you. Know what
you.
I mean? And if you shoot at the Queens and the Kings, no pun intended, you best not miss. Salute, baby. We did it, guys. Thank you guys so much for watching that wonderful recap episode with Miss Ariel. Thank you so much for being a guest and a great participant on the Signs of Love TV show. Thank you for the wonderful conversation. You've been one of my favorite guests I've ever interviewed. Thank you so much for coming on the show and collaborating with me and giving me insight on your story, your love life, and everything. And looking forward to seeing what you do in the future, Ariel. So thank you for the love. Big, big shout out to the executive producers. Anthony King, Miss Katana Blade, and my brother Swerve Strickland, you know, the AEW phenomenon himself. Thank you guys for making a great great show on Signs of Love. It is an absolutely phenomenal, phenomenal showcase of dating, of zodiac sign, of love, speed dating, and everything in that nature, you know, finding your true person in heart. So thank you guys for all the love, all the support. Make sure you guys go to Signs of Love TV and make sure you follow the TikTok, the Instagram, go to the merch store and keep following everything that they are doing. I am at www.teasestable.com. What an episode. I look forward to coming back after season 2 to do another recap with another participant and to keep this going. So thank you guys for watching that episode. Signs of Love TV, Teasy's Table. And remember, if you shoot at the king and the queens, you best not miss.